Oh my gosh, it's Happy Thursday.
Thursday,
Oh my
Throwback
gosh.
Thursday. And the great thing about you and I is because we can have more throwback days than most of our listeners do the banter podcast, because we have more life having lived triumphantly and in the mount on the mountaintops and in the
You know,
valleys.
I never understand what you're talking about, Dan. What the, who lived on a mountaintop? I've never lived on a mountaintop.
You have had mountaintop moments.
When? Never.
Well, I know in your work as an expert witness, when, well, I would call a mountaintop, if I can say, I mean, one of your early days as expert witness, Google, a little tiny company, huh? Household name. You took them on with Yahoo, the attorneys for Yahoo, and you proved that Google had taken the patent and used some of the systems of Yahoo, and Yahoo won, the underdog. So when you help an
Well, I'll
underdog
tell you one
defeat
thing, an idiot could have done that.
the giant, not true, not
Anybody
true.
could have done it because it was so clear. Now, jumping back around, what did you say earlier? You said something about Roku or Koku or something. What was that?
Spoke, there's an app you had sent me because your mind is constantly searching the globe for great stories. And you sent me something about a new AI tool called Foku, Focu.
That's the name of the company?
That's the name of the app, the artificial intelligence AI app, which you and I, gosh, almost 2 years ago now, when AI was just starting to be talked about, we put on our free meetup meetings and taught people
Okay, what
about.
is Foku, Dan?
Well, Foku, from what I can understand in my limited
Just read. You got a
understanding,
document in front of you, right?
yeah, well, I
You
do.
bet I
It's a
said it.
product.
Just read it. Read the
It's
damn
a
thing.
productivity. It's a productivity app. It helps people in their relationship at work through dealing with. It gives you guidance. It gives you check-ins. It helps you track your schedule. It helps you have accountability of your time, your contacts. It helps you
How does
keep a
it do
journal.
that?
Well, it's AI. I love my ChatGPT. I call her Sky. I gave her a nickname, Sky, and Sky and I have conversations. Sky asks me, "Well, how is Hercules today?" She asked me how my dog is. So the whole concept, if our listeners to the Banter podcast have not fully immersed is a better word. Immersed would be too close. They've not immersed themselves in the AI tools. They need to do that. And
Speaking of that, just on the same note, by the way, if you're listening and you want to listen to somebody who really knows what they're talking about, not Dan or I, listen to Sam Altman. Sam Altman is one of the, I guess, the founder of OpenAI. He was a guy that kicked out, board kicked him out, and they brought him back in. So
brought
he's
him
doing a
back
lot of
in.
interviews lately about the future of AI, and they're really they're mind-boggling. So going back to, is it Roku, Roku?
No, the Roku is a TV is a TV app.
No,
It's
which is the one you're talking about?
Foku, Focu, Foku,
FOCU, right? What's that an acronym
Focu.
for, right?
There was an example I was reading up on it. Ironically, it said, let me give you, the guy was writing in about Foku, says, I have ADHD myself, and my day goes like this. I start at positive, doing what I'm supposed to do. And then Foku app nudges me at certain intervals and says, "Hey, remember, you have to do this." It's like a reminder check-in for people with ADD,
Yeah,
which I love.
there's one big thing that it's Foku, right?
Foku,
FOCU.
like focus without the S.
Oh yeah, that's right. Good point. So, but there's one thing Foku won't do. What's that?
Always the great thing that you ask the great questions, always that you are the great
Well,
questioner. I
what's
do
the
not know
answer to
what
that?
that
What is
is.
the one thing Foku won't do?
What won't do the work? You got to do the work.
That's right. It won't do the work. And what's one other one thing it won't do?
It won't bring you coffee.
Yeah, those are all good things. What I was thinking about is Foku won't remind you to turn into Foku. What I mean
Oh,
is,
that's right.
right? It's like so many things. It's like somebody
Which
says. Foku will say it's time to do your bodybuilding work. And as you point out, which is correct, you have to still do the work.
Yes.
So for me, it's kind of like an online conscience. I know I need to get exercise. I know it. Every day, my conscience says, Mr. Sherwood, go get some exercise. But guess what? Guess what Mr. Sherwood does?
The just hears it and you
He
don't
does
do it.
nothing. He
Yeah.
doesn't go get any exercise. That's the whole point. He doesn't do it. He hears about it. So what I'm driving at is that same old thing is that you still have to do the work. I think you pointed it out. Now that I've reminded myself of exercise, I've got out my 10-pound weight. And while we're talking, I'm going to do my 10-pound weight exercise.
That's right. And I'm going to do it's funny because I have my Google Home tell me to do my spin gym.
Yeah.
Shameless plug for Forbes Riley, my friend Forbes Riley, who created the spin gym and has sold over almost $3 billion worth of health care for Jake. Remember Body by Jake? And she promotes this. But I'll tell you what, you do 25 of these right here. It's just like a centrifugal force spinning. And your shoulders and your arms, and you can do it for your triceps.
Yeah.
And you're lifting the classic dumbbell there, not calling you a dumbbell, calling what you have in your hand, since our iTunes or our Apple listeners can't see that dumbbell in your hand.
Okay, so basically we've got this thing that we're keying our listeners into something called FOKU.
Boku.
Like focus without the S, right?
Right. I think it's right
Okay.
now, from what I could tell, it's maybe available on Apple,
Second app, right?
an
Download it.
app.
I'll never do it. Okay, here's some other things. What else you got?
It's kind of interesting. We're talking about good, factual, accurate information. The other day, we talked about how social media just spins off with
Yeah.
the confirmation bias, but there's an organization called 1440. It's named 14.
Exactly. In fact,
News.
I'm glad you brought this up, Dan, because it begs what I call the larger question. How many subscribers does 1440 have? Do you know?
I do not know
Well, you
that.
do. It's in the article I sent you.
Oh, it is. It is in the
Yeah.
article.
The document I sent you a screenshot.
Yeah, you sent me a screenshot. I did not know it had the
All
actual
right. Anyway, so
14.
you can't see it there. All right. So let's just say it's millions. And the issue really is, where are people getting all their news? 1440 is an online news source. Like
Yes.
Noodle. You know what Noodle is, right?
Noodle. I've heard
Noodle.
of
Noodle
Noodle.
is another one. I get Noodle every day. What Noodle does is it makes fun of things that are going on, right? In a nice way. It says, here's something funny that's going on, right? Somebody says A and then they do B. And Noodle is very funny. In fact, Noodle asks you, do you want a longer noodle or a shorter noodle? Do you want noodle to cover more materials or less materials? It actually asks you what kind of news you want. Now, so far it's free, but it's probably
Yeah.
like 1440. It's developing a subscriber base and it provides information. So I look at noodle every day. Now, I don't know if I got this noodle or not, but here's something I want to read. Does anybody online or do you know what a thing is called creatine? Creatine,
Yes,
creatine
creatine.
monohydrate. What is that?
Well, creatine, a lot of bodybuilders take it. It helps you stimulate muscle growth.
Yeah, where do you
And
buy it?
oh, you can buy it at, health food stores, or you can buy it online on Amazon.
Yeah.
And there's some good things to it. For men of our season of life, it's probably
Yeah.
not as effective taken unless you take lower doses. There are some downsides to it, though. I know if a person has like high blood sugar, diabetes or
Yeah.
pre-diabetes, it's not good. And then it also has potential to, in some people, damage their kidneys. So you have some people that say creatine is great. I know some people, friends that are bodybuilders, and they take it. But then there are some real warnings out there. that say it's dangerous. I think there's not enough studies on it, but I'll tell you, there's some great supplements out there that are coming on that, you know, doctors
Okay.
may not like because it's not in a prescription from a pharmaceutical company like turmeric or curcumin, if you know it, for anti-inflammatory. That's I'm wondering, just like fish oil became a drug that was now the pharmaceuticals have pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which the monthly cost,
Okay, what was my point? Do you
you know
remember?
me, I'm ADD squirrel.
My point was that apparently this is sweeping the nation now. Now I'm reading an article about it. It says it uses in a small Missouri pharmacy.
Yeah, that's
A
interesting. So,
small
where did you
Missouri
get this
pharmacy.
article? Where did you get this article?
Let me just read it a little
I'm going to
bit
have
more.
to banter with you and tell
In
you
a
that
small Missouri pharmacy, Drew Dibble
DD.
carefully measures out a 5 gram dose of a fine white powder. The almost crystalline substance isn't for a customer, but for him. And it's not a prescription medication, but a supplement, creatine monohydrate.
Yeah.
Dibble is a 31-year-old pharmacist with an athletic build, standing 6'4", blah, 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 blah. Okay. I don't remember where I got the article, but the point is, it was one from my news sources. It was probably from Noodle, or it might be, I have a news source that brings me all the latest AI stuff every day. But here's the point, really kind of driving at us, is that they picked out a small Missouri town as if that's some sort of a credible source.
Yeah.
Because it's going on in a small Missouri town, and because it's done by Drew Dibble, a pharmacist, and because he's 6'4" and a bodybuilder, it's good for everybody. And because
Yeah,
it's in a
that's the
small
key.
Missouri town, it's sweeping the nation.
He's 31. Yeah, his body can probably handle it, and he's probably active lifting weights. But
Yeah.
that's interesting that that they're promoting that, because I know creatine or whatever has been
Yeah.
around. It's right there with taking, you know, your protein,
Yeah.
certain levels of protein before you work out.
Well, I've never heard of it before, but obviously you have, right? Now, it's a couple of updates. By the way, we've been talking about this firm, Nebius, Nebius.
Yes, we've been following them closely because they have Kansas City ties besides international ties.
Okay. What have you learned about them since you're following them closely?
Well, you're following them closer
Great.
than I am.
You haven't
They
learned anything. Okay,
they're going
so
to
let
put
me
their
tell you what I
storage,
learned.
their AI data storage, somewhere in Kansas City, where we are.
Yes, and I know where it is.
You have found where it's at. Okay, where is it?
Well, they purchased the old Kansas City Star printing building. It's like 500,000 square foot. It's in Kansas City, Missouri, like Fifth and something. It's kind of a glass,
The big
it looks like
glass
a
thing that
Silicon
looks
Valley
out over
building.
the interstate.
Yeah, that's the one. So they purchased that whole building. So it's actually purchased by a local company called Patmos, which is named after something that happened in Turkey years ago. But Nebius, which is the company I'm talking about, they're going to put in hundreds of NVIDIA servers in there. And we thought it was going to be in the caves because of the temperature, but apparently not. They bought that building. I'm sure nobody wanted that building, and the Kansas City Star doesn't want it. What are they doing? And they're not doing anything anymore, right?
Yeah,
Well,
interesting, because the glass, keeping the glass clean when it was a, can you imagine all that glass with ink flying up? I used to be in the printing business for about 2 years. You would have to clean that glass from the inside because the little printing ink particles and paper particles would be flying all over. But now you think about it, I'm trying to keep cool racks of servers, and I've got the sun beating down on the glass.
well, it's in Florida, it's not Arizona. Six or 7 months a year, we don't even have the sun. It's somewhere else. We know it's out there. We just don't know where it is.
Like this morning, 17 degrees.
So who knows? I think your argument is legitimate. That is, when the sun's out, that's going to take a lot of power. And I also noticed, and I in what I've read so far, there's been no mention of what it will do to the electrical requirements in that area, which has got to be big because those servers require a lot of power. That's why Meta has a whole team of people now designing these mini nuclear power plants.
That's right.
How do you like that? Meta, Facebook, basically, right,
Right.
is now in the mini nuclear power plant business because that's what they need to run all their servers. So those are kind of things that are going on. I don't know how
Now,
many.
Meta, so have you heard you talk about news sources? I get a kick out of the both sides, far right, far left, extreme on both sides. So the breaking news about Meta and Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, is that if as part of Trump's plan to get people that ever said anything bad about him, he's going to investigate. And if Mark Zuckerberg had anything to do with impacting the 2020 elections, he's a media source. Of course he did, but he's going to put him in jail.
Well, if he did, he should be in jail.
Well, he's just running an organization that people
Well,
post and run.
let's go back. If he violated the law, he should be put in jail. If he
If he
didn't violate,
violated the law. Yeah,
pardon me?
if he knowingly
Well, you just added another thing. I don't know what the law is on that. I don't know if you do it knowingly or inadvertently, but the real point is this. If he violated the law, then he should be put in jail. If he didn't violate the law, then he doesn't have to worry about it.
Right.
So that's the issue. It's not what Trump wants to do or what Trump doesn't want to do, because Trump can't put him in jail, period. He cannot do that. A court has to do that. It has to be a lawsuit. The DOJ could file a lawsuit against him, but eventually, hell, that could take 5 years.
Yeah, but one
So,
of we could with ADD I could bounce around, but yeah, but Kash Patel is hanging his hat on. I'm gonna get anybody that said anything ever bad about Donald Trump, which to
well,
me
good for him.
negates
Let
Kash
him do it.
Patel's
I mean,
credibility.
what he really means, what he's really saying, not paraphrase in the media, is that if you violated the law, he's not saying if you didn't violate the law. He's saying if you violated the law, then you should be put in jail. I agree with that. Period. There's no conditions on that. It isn't inadvertent. It isn't deliberate. It's whatever the law is. I don't know what the hell the law is on that. I mean, on copyrights and what is it when you call somebody a bad name? What is that word for that?
Slander,
Slander,
libel,
libel, right?
slander. Yeah.
So I understand that under, I think it's libel or slander or one or the other, that if you tell somebody that they've done something and it's slanderous, but you prove that it's true, then it's okay if it's true. You have to prove it's true.
Well, this
You
is
can be shown if
interesting,
it's true.
trivia, but when I was an elected official, someone said something outrageous about my then 3-year-old daughter. And my dear sweet mom in Nebraska. And so a law downtown Kansas City, Missouri, big law firm looked into it. And I, because I, somebody said, hey, you should sue for libel or slander. But when you are an elected official or a public official, the provability of libel or slander is almost impossible
Now
because
we're getting at it. So yeah, and
you
I agree
put
with all that.
yourself there.
I've been sued before for slander, and because I wrote some things on social media that somebody didn't agree with, and I had to basically take them back down. Anyway,
This is
getting back.
breaking news. This is
By the
breaking
way,
news.
that's not breaking news. Anyway, by the way, 1440, 3.5 million readers. Right? And they have over 100 and different sources, right?
Yes.
And they allow you to get your news in 5 minutes. So I've never heard of 1440 before. Probably many of our listeners have. But the issue for me on 1440 is just like the issue we're talking about now, is that the way people get their news is dramatically changing, right? I don't know if TV will make it. They might make it, but I don't know, right? Because people are getting their news on their iPhone or on their desktop or on their iPad. And maybe you still get it on the TV. But TV, if they have like a million listeners, they're making money. But these online companies, they get 3, 4, 5, 6 million people. Like, look at Twitter, 100 million, right?
Right.
So what I mean is the whole concept of where you get your news, where you find out what's going on in the world, obviously has changed. I mean, and I haven't read the Kansas City Star in 15 years, maybe 20 years, you know?
Well, you should. It's your hometown newspaper. You should read it.
Why?
I'm for every hometown paper. I'm a big believer in hometown paper because it
if
keeps
you want
you.
To find out what's going on in Kansas City, subscribe to Startup News. Startup
That's
News.
business startups, but do
No,
you learn about
all kinds of things going on in Kansas City?
Do you learn about like St. Thomas Aquinas High School wins its back-to-back football championship in the state of Kansas?
I
You
don't
wouldn't
care
learn
about
that from
them.
Startup.
I don't care about that.
Well, now, any Aquinas listeners, now
they already probably know about it because they get the St.
you know,
Thomas Aquinas newsletter.
now, you know, Bob, I was altar boy of the year in 1963 and raised Catholic, and it's a Catholic school. So have you just offended the 55 million Catholics in America by saying you don't care if Aquinas, a Catholic
No,
school, won?
but a mainstream media person would probably say that because they extrapolate crap. All I said was, I don't care what happens at St. Thomas Aquinas High School because I don't know anybody there. I don't
Okay.
care
That's
about
fair.
them. And
That's
I have
fair.
to realize the only thing I have that I can't replace is time. That's the whole reason that I put out that product, Easy Time Trackers, because I need to basically make sure what I do is meaningful.
Oh, man. And that is
I
a great
schedule
product.
these podcasts for like 40 to 45 minutes a day. It takes me about an hour from the time I start the podcast to the time I end it. It
Yeah.
takes 17 minutes to convert the MP4 from Zoom to an MP3, then call up my website at GoDaddy, put it into my feed, and load it up to my iTunes. It takes 17 minutes to do that.
17 minutes.
So I invest time every day in these podcasts, right? For any
Sure.
number of reasons. One reason is because it might be fun to listen to them in 10 years. And who knows, there may be people listening to it that eventually will get some benefit out of it. And maybe we'll figure out a way to do it.
There may be somebody that's going and already downloaded Foku to help their daily plan, or they, if they want to track their time, which I, shameless plug for your Easy Time Tracker tool, it really helps me because with my ADD, I can't keep track of things. It helps me how much time I spend on the Blended Family Project, on the Winsome Way, on these podcasts, on other work. It really helps a lot.
Yeah, let me tell you another thing that's going on since is data centers. When I talked about the thing that's going on in Kansas City, Missouri,
yeah,
they're bringing in this NVIDIA chips. It's from this firm called Nebius. And by the way, if you bought Nebius when we talked about it, it's already up 30%.
First, yes, we would have paid
right?
people money. That's why they should listen to Banter, because you get tips that can change your life.
Well,
Life
I'll give you that
changing.
Example. I recommended SoundHound probably a month and a half ago. And if you bought SoundHound, when I mentioned it, it was $5 a share. And today it closed at 13. Now,
Wow.
Why? What happened? Because they signed up all the Torchy's taco restaurants. So when you call Torchy's as of today, you will get the SoundHound voice activated AI to take your order.
Torchy's.
Yeah, Torchy's Tacos. We have one here in Kansas City.
We do.
Pardon me?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
See,
right on the state line, right. One of my son's favorite taco places. Anyway, Torchy's signed up with SoundHound, and SoundHound, which has received major investment from NVIDIA, the big chip company.
Yeah, there they are again. They're everywhere.
So SoundHound received an investment from NVIDIA, because they use NVIDIA chips in what they do. And they do voice activated for restaurants and orders. So they sign up Torchy's, and their stock has gone from $4 to $13 today. I've not checked it in the last few minutes, but I'll check it before. How many minutes we got today on our 40-minute?
Let's see. Yeah. Well, we started at about 12, and it's 12:42. So we've got about only 15 more minutes 10, 15 more minutes.
So let me just look at
Amazing.
SoundHound today, and I can say that I did buy some SoundHound, so I'm very, very pleased.
You're happy?
Because you could buy it at $4 a share. Today it closed at $13.23. It was up today 29%.
Today.
30% today, right? Just today. It's $13.18 a share, and it's going to go higher because everything is voice act is going to be voice activated. We know this, right? Everything's
Yes.
voice activated, and they signed up Torchy's, so I hope to. All I can say is that I hope it works because if it doesn't, the stock will be down to $4 again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, if you drive through a McDonald's, they've got now the automated, most of their drive-throughs have the automated, and they talk to you, and then they switch to a real person if something doesn't go right.
Well,
Wonder.
that's good. You know, that's got a backup. You know, those things will get better and better and better. I am about to announce, and I'll tell you this, I'm about to announce. Start
This is
announcing today,
breaking news.
breaking news that we're going to introduce a 5-part series on how to become an AI consultant. And it'll be doing with, we're not the only person, by the way. I've seen other ones come out with this. And we'll deal with, here's a fundamental concept. There are 22 million small businesses in the United States.
Yes.
Now, the bigger corporations will do their own thing, right? But many of the smaller businesses won't be able to. So
The
they'll
mom,
need
the pop.
direction on simple things like making these videos. Now you may know that the pilot just came out with a deal, send them 5 images and they make a video out of it.
Yeah.
So what I mean is things are happening that'll make marketing collateral easier for businesses to do, right? You see this more and more now where businesses have gotten rid of their menu. And they just put up a what do you call it, a link on their table, and you click on that link and get the menu.
Right.
I go to Red Door now, and they've done it. They've got, what do you call it, it's a block with a lot of hurly things in it. What do you call it? You know what I mean?
A
It's a
block with
square.
curly
It's a
things. That's very
square.
descriptive. Wait a minute. A block with curly
Now
things.
listen, it's a square. You click on it, send you to a link. Send you to a website. What is that
It's like a
called?
little desktop pad.
No, it's not a pad. Don't you know what that? I can't think of the name for
Or
it.
is it like a that was easy button? That was easy. Where you push
Anyway,
one of those around
it's
here,
a
right?
what do you call it? They're a square. They've got black and white marks on it, and they're just like a link. And you should put your iPhone on it and click on your iPhone. And it'll take you to the menu. You know that.
Okay.
I use them all the time. I use them now. I've forgotten the word for it. Somebody's listening. You know the word.
They know it.
Send a web talk with Bob at
Web.
gmail.com. They're called it blank. Anyway.
Webtalkwithbob@gmail.com.
So, okay. What else we got? What else is going on? We've got the data. I started to say about the data centers. And what I was saying is that data centers are the big thing that's going on now. I just noticed that Louisiana, New Orleans, I think, or another city
New
down there,
Orleans. You got to say New Orleans.
announced a $10 billion investment for Google to put a data center there. Now, data centers basically have got servers in there, and many of these servers are the result of products from NVIDIA. So NVIDIA benefits from all this, right?
Sure.
And NVIDIA
NVIDIA is
stock
just.
today, NVIDIA is up, you know, what is it, 1,000% in like 3 or 4 years or something. It's up like tenfold in the last 12 months.
It's like, is it? It's over $1 trillion valuation, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes, right. It could be
Is
the
it?
first $4 trillion value company.
Yeah,
And
I think it's like 3 trillion.
yeah, it's a lot. And they were nothing like 5 years ago. They built products for video games. Anyway, so data centers are a big concept, and cities like Kansas City, Missouri, or cities in Louisiana, which normally don't have much going on, now can become data centers because property is cheap. I'll bet you the company that bought that building in Kansas City, Missouri. I mean, who would want this building where they had the Kansas City Star was printed?
Yeah, they were almost going to tear it down to build the Kansas City Royals baseball stadium
Yeah,
in
so
that area.
somebody bought that for a song, and now has leased it out, and it'll be, they'll create some jobs. You don't have a lot of jobs in those data centers, but you have janitors. They got to keep them clean, and you pointed out they better damn well have a lot of people to keep the windows clean,
You
right?
know, that's given me a flashback. We were talking about Throwback Thursdays, and you and I have more
Yeah.
throwback. I remember when I first ran for city council, I had to go down to the old,
Yeah.
not that building, but the old stone and brick,
Right.
old, probably 1930s downtown building a little bit south
Yeah.
of that center for my first editorial board interview.
Yeah.
And I
And
remember thinking, wow, what a cool building. It's like historic, you know? So, you know me,
what
I
building
asked
are
for
you
a two.
talking about?
What's that?
What building are you
The
talking about?
Kansas City Star, the old Kansas City Star building, which I think now is turned into, I'm not sure. I think it's turned into condos or maybe it's been torn down. I hope not. I don't know, but it's about on 19th or 20th and. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. I got to check that out. That's terrible. My downtown geography. I get a D minus for today. Not an F, but a D minus. I don't
Yeah.
know that.
What else is new? What else is going on here before we get out?
Well, we continue in the world of Washington, D.C. What's going to happen? My prediction is that Pete Hegseth by Sunday will withdraw Secretary of Defense. And it'll be interesting because there's some good names popping up that might
Like
replace him.
who?
And
Who's
of
popping
course,
up?
Governor DeSantis,
Yeah.
who has got a good track record with budgets. He's got a military background.
Yeah.
He's
Oh,
managed
yeah.
a state. So to me, and he and Trump were at one time fierce competitors. I think that'd be a positive move.
Well, I'm really unhappy though.
Okay, how comes? The small business.
Because Elon Musk's request to get paid was turned down by a Delaware judge.
No, wait a minute. To
He
get
said,
paid for his Tesla is like $31 billion or something, right? It
oh,
was
I
kind of
think he
a.
wanted to get paid 50 billion, but I just think that's a reasonable salary for him, for stock and everything. And the court has turned it down as being like he's not worth that.
Well, see where he comes from, which I've said, he's really from the time frame of 22, 24,
Right,
to
right.
200 years from now. 50 billion is a normal, it's like a $1 million
Well,
salary today.
the court is stupid, and I'll tell you why. Very simple. And I think you could ask any number of financial analysts the question that I'm going to answer. And I'm not a financial analyst of his stock, but
Yes,
my
okay.
question would be the same. The court should say to the investors, with the analysts, if tomorrow Elon Musk resigns from Tesla, what would happen to the stock? And I believe the stock would down go down by half, which means it would lose probably $1 trillion of value. So the acid test of his value is not what this court says. This court doesn't know crap about value. They don't. How do they know about value, right? They're judges. They need to rely on other experts. And of course, a lot of people say, oh, he's not worth that. I mean, not as I say, a lot of people. I mean, obviously, the people that made the lawsuit. But the point is, if he resigned tomorrow, Twitter would be valueless. SpaceX would be valueless. And Tesla would go down to all, it would go from $350 a share to 100. And that's how you determine value of the president. If he wasn't there, now, you can make that analysis. You can go to financial people who make this analysis all the time. They just made one for Intel. Intel fired their president, Al Gesinger, after 10 years, and they're now looking for another president. And the stock went down by 10%, which in their case is about $10 billion. So a president coming in could say, okay, I'm going to, if I make me president, if the stock goes up by 10 billion, then I want a billion. And he'd be logically in asking for that. And if they get a new president, they're looking at Marvel Technology. I thought Marvel made comic books. It turns out Marvel Technology is one of the biggest chip makers in the United States. Sells
I
for, I don't
did
know,
not
how
know
much.
that. The things you know, you're still such a young
Look it
mind.
up. Look up Marvel Technology, you guys listening, and you'll see their stock is up because, and also they're interviewing one of the guys who was the past president of that Dutch company that builds the machines that do the wafers for TSM. Yeah, TSM. They're in Netherlands, and they're interviewing the guy who was president of that company for like 8 or 9 years. So they're interviewing some good people, but the stock's going to go up, and they appoint a new president, and the president's going to say, "Okay, I want a piece of the market. I want a piece of the value that I increase."
Interesting. You're fast. I just came up with a term. I'm sure I'm going to have to patent it or trademark it. But because you are a baby boomer, but yet you have the inquisitive mind of digging into the information out there that's everywhere, like a Gen Z. I'm now creating a term for you. You are now to be ever referred to as a Z boomer. Z boomer, which means you have the inquisitive mind of a Generation Z, but you are a baby boomer. So you're a Z boomer. Get it? Baby boomer, Generation Z, put them together. You are a Z boomer. Z boomer.
Okay, what else you got, Dan? What else you got today? You got some piece of news that somebody would like to hear?
Let's see. Well, you're going to have me around a long time. Went to the doctor and he said, extraordinary comeback. The comeback kid from my June 3rd heart attack. Where did
Okay,
that come
Dan,
from?
did you not hear my question?
That's breaking news. I'm going to be around a long time.
My
And
question was, did you have some news that our listeners might want to hear?
well, they might want to hear that, they're going to have us around to keep doing this. They're going to be happy about that.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's a little egocentric. But as
Not
far
a
as
little, it's a lot. But what difference
great
does it make?
great news, everybody always is looking to make money. I referee basketball. If you're out there and you play soccer, football, baseball, softball, basketball, any kind of sport, volleyball, and you want the greatest part-time gig, that where else can you go do something that you loved all your life and played, and now be a part of close to that game and make money, good money, better than any part-time job out there on the street, and have fun doing it. So that's my tip
How
to
much an
stimulate.
hour? How much an hour do you get paid
Well,
for?
it depends. If you're doing, for instance, I do basketball.
Don't
There are
tell me the
people.
total amount. Just when you divide it up, you've got to drive to the game, you got to referee the game, you got to prepare for the game, you got to come home from the game. Taking all those hours into account, how much an hour do you make?
I would say on the low end, $25 to $30 an hour on the
So you
low
make
end.
what they pay a waiter in California. That's my grandson works at a yogurt place
Yeah.
where you go sign up, you get your own yogurt, and you put M&Ms on the other crap, and then they sell it by the pound. He makes $25 an hour. All he knows
Are
how to
you
do is run the cash register.
kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. $25 an hour.
But on the high end, you can make $150 an hour and
Okay.
get exercise.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm just driving at is that the issue that a lot of people make sometimes is when they think about work, they don't re equate their time to a value. I ask people all the time, what's the value of your time? They say they don't know. I say, what's your salary? They say in thousands of years. I say, divide that by 2,000. That's your hourly value. Add some for benefits. That's what
Yes.
your time is worth. Now, once you know what your time is worth, then you can decide how to allocate it.
Which would be a great podcast topic because there are hundreds, no, thousands, no, millions that want to know, really, and that's true, in the sales profession where I sold software for 30 plus years. I had managers from time to time say, "What's your most productive time and what is your time worth?" Being in front
Got
of
to
the
know the answer to
customer.
that, right?
Be in front of the customers when you're the most valuable. Sitting at the office going through paperwork is
Well,
not valuable.
yeah. Anyway, Are we signing off or what? What are we doing here, Dan?
Well, do you have any great Sherwood words of wisdom here to be till we talk, come back tomorrow or the next time?
Well, I've already said mine. Basically, data centers are hot. Keep going into data centers. Anything to do with voice activation, you should be thinking about. And I also say sign up for this how to become an AI consultant.
Yes. And to reach us, folks, listeners, viewers, webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. Just send us a note, say, you guys are amazing. You guys are knuckleheads. I don't like you said this. I do like you said that. And you can tell the reason we call it banter is because Bob and I don't always agree on everything. And we banter back and forth. And that's always fun to do this. Hope you're having fun listening.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good day. Have a good day. Let me just say one last thing before I get off. Uplifting thing. Don't give up. I've been around for many years, and I can tell you it's all about persistence. Goodbye.
All right, that's a good one.